This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring, boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
It's been a while since you played for the Red Sox. You've been with the Phillies, does it seem like a long time now? I mean, probably does, right? You throw a lot.
I mean, time flies. I mean, it is crazy, you know. I mean, heck, it feels like yesterday when I was in Chicago and won a World Series, and now you're just throughout the way that years travel, right? That, you know, I think the reason why things do stick and why they, why they stick in your head, right, is that it's because you have good experiences.
Mm.
And had a good experience in Chicago, good experience in Washington, great experience in Boston, you know, great experience here. Like, you know, there's been a lot of really cool things. So, you know, I can't complain a lot about the things I've done in my career. It's been pretty awesome.
I look at, like, the decision for the Phillies to bring you in, and said, this is a good example of why, you know, if you pick the guy, you know that the guy fits, and the guy is going to produce and all of that. And I look back at any contract negotiation, I just feel like that you represent, like, what's good in terms of identifying the guy and knowing he's going to do well. And I mean, I know that, like, your contract's up and everything else, but I'm just saying, looking back, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean... You know, I knew when I was signing here that, you know, what the expectation was, right? That, you know, we were looking to get back to the postseason and we were looking to, you know, make deep runs. And, you know, luckily I had a lot of experience with, you know, postseasons and, you know, being on a lot of teams, you know, Boston, you know, Chicago for all those years, where being in the postseason and making, you know, deeper runs, but only being in the World Series once, right? And a lot of different championship series, and seeing kind of the things that seeing all those different scenarios, right? And you see a lot of it because, you know, the postseason is a different beast than it is the regular season. It just is. And so coming over here and being able to have the experience, and you know, a lot of guys over here that didn't see many. I think Harp was one who's seen postseason. Trey, obviously. I'm not really sure who else. And then we go on that run in 22.
Mm.
And then, you know, we were rolling, and everyone gets that experience, right?
Mm.
And that's what it takes, is where you get that bite of the apple. And we got really close, and you see what it means to go there and win those type of games and how you can win them, not just, you know, you see the different scenarios, right? You see the taking advantage of the mistake. You see the guy who takes the extra 90 feet, and that's the difference between him getting knocked in a single or being first and third and two outs. Mm. And there's an out that happens. Mm. So, those are just kind of those little things that you see that stick out in your head, especially, you're able to kind of put that regular season in perspective to where, obviously there's a lot of things that you have to get done, and it's a long journey, it's a long road throughout the 162, and being able to kind of manage the mind there, and then you get to the postseason, and then it's just really sharpness, and seeing that all those things of what it takes to win in those different series. And there's just sometimes it's just, like I said, I've been in the postseason every year except one. I've only made two World Series. I've only been to two World Series. Yeah. So this shows you how hard it is to get to that point and to even win it.
Yeah. Right?
Like, it's so hard, and it's just like there's a lot of things that have to happen and go your way, or you get a break, or you take advantage of a mistake, something like that. And, that's just how it goes.
Not to be cliche, but I would hope that you represent all the things that you said and all the things that you are, that you represent sort of how players are viewed a little bit differently. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
really?
Obviously we focus with all the analytics, with all the other stuff, we can pick apart why not. Let's talk about why. And I know, I not to harp on the Red Sox thing, but harp on the here and the now, I would like to think that not only for you, but also for other players, they say, look, this is why. You identify the guy for all these reasons.
Well, I think the biggest thing is being able to judge a player not just on what the on-field contribution is. And, I think that's why, just the old school baseball, even like scouting in general, right? Just, I remember being back in college and you have all the face-to-face interviews and, you're getting judged that way, and kind of, being looked at through just a different light than what a number or a projection says.
Yeah.
That, saying, man, this guy, say baseball player, I'm not saying this about me, I'm just saying this about the overall general of baseball. This guy's a baseball player, this guy's a grinder, this guy's a, he's baseball smart, whatever it is, right? Those general senses, those are, those are things that translate, maybe not to just a number, but where that could translate to you could possibly get a win that day because
it's about winning.
Exactly. That's something that might not be measurable in terms of a number can happen. And I think those are the fun things for me, right? Where I want to produce and I want to play well on the field and I want to do everything I can to help my team win, but also too, is that making the difference in someone else's day, or is that trying to have a conversation, and maybe that's besides this person, it's something that might, you never know, something might stick. I've had those days where someone just says something and it sticks in my head, and next thing besides me thinking I was going to have a chance to play today, I went 2-for-4.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those are the things that are immeasurable. So
You did that 2 months in Boston, and that's come up a lot recently, because when Bregman's gone there, they talk about in the cage, it felt like, when you were there, that sort of dynamic.
Yeah.
And that's such a huge, you're good players, but also to be there to the things that stick in your head, right?
Yeah, I've always said experience is massive. Experiences throughout your career, throughout your life, whatever, right? How are you going to learn? You learn by failure, you learn by success, you learn by observing, right? Like, those are all different things that you're able to learn by. And how can I get better if I'm self-evaluating myself honestly? How, say I had a shitty day at the field, why did I have a shitty day at the field? Or why did you have a good day at the field, right? And then also, too, being able to, especially on those bad days, right, it's that short memory aspect, because there's just so many of them. right? There's so many games, you know, it's, the more that you just compound, the more that it can go downwards versus the less time that you can think about it. And, you know, obviously you want to sit down and try to learn from that, but then that next day comes and now, okay, what I take away from that failure day that I'm trying to get better at today, right? And it's not foolproof, and it might not happen for fucking 3 days.
Right.
You know, it's just how you're able to learn and to kind of keep moving on and stay kind of on that flat line versus the up and down.
You understand? That's good.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.